Tonight, the twice-annual Boston Calling Music Festival gets underway on Boston City Hall Plaza. This spring's event is somewhat overshadowed by the federal indictment of Boston's Director of Tourism, Sports, and Entertainment on charges of behind-the-scenes labor-related strong-arming. The controversy prompted this reaction from Boston Mayor Marty Walsh on WBUR's Radio Boston.
We're working with the U.S. Attorney's Office right now. We brought on Attorney Brian Kelly to do a review of Boston Calling, and it's conducting in a comprehensive review. And we're also looking at doing a comprehensive review of the Office of Arts and Tourism, Sports and Entertainment to ensure the proper policies and procedures in place. So that's one of the things that unfortunately came out of this indictment.
Despite all this, the festival goes on. So what's it take to pull off a three-day festival that turns the windswept brick City Hall Plaza in Boston into a massive music venue? WBUR's Andrea Shea went there to find out.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down.
Sure, it takes artists like Sia to pull off a music festival, but it also takes permits, a lot of them.
Every food vendor needs a permit and every tent needs a permit, so you're talking dozens of permits that go into actually pulling the event together.
Brian Appel is co-founder of Boston Calling and CEO of Crashline Productions. He's not commenting on the arrest of a city official being connected with his festival because of the ongoing federal investigation, but Appel is happy to talk about the challenges that come with putting it on. This is the seventh Boston Calling since Appel's company signed a five-year lease for the space with the city. He says every addition requires approval from fire, police, inspectional services, and EMS.
It's complicated the first time you do it, and then it's complicated the second through fifth times you do it, and then it gets a little bit better. You start to navigate the system and understand, you know, what they're looking for every time around.
And Appel has had plenty of practice. At first, Boston Calling was once a year. Now, a small army transforms City Hall Plaza into a giant music venue twice a year. Ben Belanger manages one of the two main stages. On this day, he's overseeing the crew assembling riggings that will hold the lights above.
We got spanches. They don't see a shackle, though.
A lot of people think when they see a concert that just sort of magically happens, but we're here all week setting this up, all the lights, all the sound. We're going to put in video today and get a show going, just having fun while we're doing it.
But it's a lot of work. Mike Snow, the festival's other co-founder and director of operations, says Boston Calling's success really depends on the crew of people who help put this complex puzzle together.
Just in production, we have anywhere from 80 to 90. You know, it's usually about 40 people per stage when you factor in forklift drivers and everybody. You got everybody from box pushers to riggers to lull operators to carpenters. You know, it takes a good range of people to do it.
Box pushers roll their loads of sound and lighting equipment across the plaza's brick surface. During the festival, the number of staff climbs to 400. And there are outside companies, too. They all have a lot of people and a lot of stuff. Every delivery is timed to the minute. Semi-trucks filled with equipment must be unloaded efficiently. Everyone is working out in the open, just steps away from construction for the refurbished Government Center T station. Brian Appel says this location, smack in the middle of the city, can be tough.
I would say that we have a love-hate relationship with City Hall Plaza. If anybody that runs festivals in other parts of the country came to look at our site, they would think that we're crazy for trying to pull it off here because it's misshapen and it's multi-leveled and it's not a big giant rectangle, which you really want for a festival of this size. So we really have to try to make everything fit into a space that is really inhospitable for this type of production.
That love-hate sentiment is echoed by Mike Snow. He says packing the food vendors and stages onto the plaza is a game of inches.
Yeah, I absolutely love-hate it because everything that we try to do out here is 6 inches too short. I mean, you have 6 acres of land, and every time you come measure something and say, well, maybe I can move that there, you miss by a foot or 2 feet.
And then there are the acoustics on City Hall Plaza. There's a lot of brick, cement, and glass, all hard surfaces, so the sound bounces around. It's caused issues in the past, according to Scott Kuchuk of Rainbow Productions, which provides lighting and sound for the stages. This year, he says Boston Calling is trying a new type of audio system that steers the sound from the speakers around the plaza.
And get it focused more to where the people are, which is cool. But you're still going to get some reflections. There's these all these little alleyways that, you know, I mean, sound travels and it reflects off of buildings. So it is tough, but I think this year should be pretty cool.
That's the hope. Festival co-founder Brian Appel says the sound, lighting, engineering, and staging teams are critical to the festival's success because the 20-plus bands on the bill all have different needs.
When you're dealing with, you know, big national and international touring acts, there's an expectation that, you know, the sound quality and the lighting package is top shelf.
That's also what the fans expect from the music lineup. And the New England weather is another concern. In 2014, organizers had to evacuate the plaza because of a serious thunderstorm. They have their fingers crossed there won't be a repeat performance this weekend. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.